As a child, I knew that my true home was far away in a land that was green and magical. While growing up in Virginia, I heard stories about my great-great-grandfather and his brother, who were buried on my grandparents' farm. The brothers were Englishmen, and as the story goes, the King of England gave the property to our family as a land grant. According to the Forrester Family Bible, this bloodline linked to Robert the Bruce, King of the Scots, stretches back through Ireland, the Ukraine, and the Middle East to Enoch the Prophet. Both sets of great-grandparents were still alive during my childhood, and I heard that my great-grandmother, on my father's side, was in the lineage of the Lloyds of London, who arise out of a more ancient Welsh bloodline. From an early age, I knew that my ancestors were from the Celtic countries, including Great Britain, Ireland, and also France. In 1985, I was offered an overseas research award from King's College London to research the life and work of Lady Gregory, the woman behind the Irish literary Renaissance. I was familiar with her contemporary, William Butler Yeats, and eager to earn my doctorate in Anglo-Irish literature. I spent the next decade walking the British Isles, Ireland, and France, collecting myths and legends. Stone circles. After moving to London, I spent a decade visiting many sacred sites, including Stonehenge and Avebury stone circles. Hundreds of people visit these sacred heritage sites, and there are many stories about both places. I always liked the tale of Merlin conjuring up a great wind to carry the blue stones from Wales across the Bristol Channel to England, perhaps with his apprentice Nimue. There is a museum for those who prefer to see the ways in which the stones might have been dragged from their original places. There is a place for all sorts of tales, and that is important because when you stand by the sacred stones of Stonehenge, Avebury, and other sites, our imagination is activated. There are some mystics who say the only thing we take with us when we cross to the other worlds is our imagination. There are practices here that encourage the reader to journey to wild and wonderful places.